providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, time for KER Politics. We're changing, by the way, the name. KER Politics is going to become the official platform for the Birnbaum Corlin Judeo-Christian Association for Equality in America. We are both incredibly focused and incredibly passionate about equality in America. It's the only way that we can save this country. Orrin Checkmate Hudson is a fellow who inspired Frieda and I to a very large extent when he was on the program a couple of months ago. He has a foundation entitled One Move at a Time, Building Character and Decision-Making Skills Through Chess. He's changing the lives of 55,000 children. I have to tell you, I have all the time in the world for Checkmate Hudson, and we are doing everything we can to support his foundation. Why are we doing that, and how are we doing that? We're going to support his foundation because as you learn more because of our foundation, through our foundation, through this radio program, you are going to want to support people like Orrin Hudson. Frieda, take over.
Leanne, you said something very important before we came on the air, and that is we're talking about the radicalization of our country as opposed to having these discussions with people like Orrin who are actually bringing people together in a peaceful manner. So it's really more important what we're doing than who we're voting for, because the lives we live are the ones that are the individual lifestyles that we are actually in control over, no matter what happens out there around us. And I hope I'm wrong about what it is that I'm saying. But as far as Orrin is concerned, Orrin, you know, your cause is just something that really exemplifies not only what we're doing, but what this country needs to do. And that is to find a way to get out of being stuck without making excuses, because victimization never gets anyone anywhere. The real question I wanted to ask you, the first one, was as someone who was in a situation where most people would be stuck, what was the first thing that made you see the light that you could do something different than where your environment set you up to be in?
Well, a white teacher by the name of James Edge turned the light bulb on for me. It's almost like walking around in your house in the dark. You don't really see opportunities, and you don't see where to go, and you could fall and hurt yourself. But I think James Edge turned the lights on for me and showed me things that I was not aware of. I think luck is when preparation meets opportunity. Opportunity is all around you, but if the light is not on, you won't see the opportunity. So I think Mr. Ed, James Edge, a white teacher in an all-black high school, taught me how to see opportunity. Opportunity is all around you, but if you don't know the patterns and if you don't have pattern recognition, you're not going to see that opportunity. So I think to answer your question is that someone saw my potential until my belief in myself kicked in. And I'm living my dream because someone took the time to show me how to think and how to choose peace instead of violence and make my next move my best move.
Well, and that's obviously one of the reasons that you're a chess champion, and that I would have to say is one of the reasons that you are perhaps one of the greatest contributors to American society around. Let me ask you this. You mentioned when we were chatting off mic, Checkmate, that one of your children, for lack of better terms, and by children I don't mean necessarily biological children, but one of the children who you reached out to and affected through your foundation, through your work, called you with a rather interesting story. What was that story, and could you comment on his point of view?
Yeah, he told me, he's a coach. I got stopped by the police the other day, and this white officer let me go because I replied exactly what you taught us in class. And I said, well, what did you say exactly? He said, when the officer pulled me over, the first thing I said to the officer was, thank you for your service, and please forgive me for anything I may have done wrong. And the officer started laughing and said, wow, I've never had anyone do that to me before, and let him go. And so we teaching people to treat everyone you meet like the most important person in the world and respect authority and be kind. Just be a good person. Feedsomeone.org.
Oren, let me ask you, the first question that pops into my mind is a lot of people are going to say that that young man who I assume was an African-American was showing a sign of weakness. How would you respond to that?
No, kindness is never a sign of weakness. Kindness is a sign of power, because you lose your power when you are cruel to people. Be kind. And yes, you know, be kind, you know, respect authority, because good things happen when you walk in love and you move in love. Love means to look for the good. Love means to give without respecting anything in return. And when you move in love and you're a kind person, good things happen.
So, you know, you've been saving lives for 20 years now, and you're trying to do it for 1 million kids to keep them off the streets, which is extremely impressive. And this white and black chess between each other is teaching these kids something, a lesson in life. How is it that this game itself can teach these kids that you are with the difference between right and wrong and how to make the right decisions in their lives?
Well, the main thing we teach children is that every master was once a disaster. Make it okay to fail. Failure is your friend. Dance with failure. Failure is information. Failure is weakness leaving the body. The more you fail, the stronger you get. Failure tells you when it's time to learn. So embrace failure. Welcome failure. Make it okay to failure. Make boss moves. Try to fail so you can learn, because you never know what your limits are until you fail. And when you fail, you make adjustments. You pivot, you make adjustments, and you adapt, and you get back up. You could do this. Get back up. You could do it here. Get back up. Try it again. Get back up. You could do this. You could do it here, and you could do it now. Your mind's a pearl. You can change the world.
I love that. Could you make that into a rap song? That would really make it.
I actually have a rap song called Get in the Game. To be someone, you got to get in the game. I'm Oren C. Hudson. It's time for a change. Make the right moves in this game called life. Think before you move and always be nice. And when the game gets tough and times get rough, never give up, because we're more than enough. Practice every day, duck correct way. Always better your best before you play. You got to get in the game.
Geez, Frida, the only thing I have to ask is, where did you get this? Where did you get this guy? You are an absolute genius, Oren. Let me ask you a question. Could you please send me the link? Send us the link to that song. I'm going to put it on our site. Frida, sorry, I interrupted you.
Yeah, no, that's quite okay. I love it, Al.
I'll send him the words and the MP3 to the song. All you have to do is email me, Frida, and Al. It's email me, and I'll send you the words and the MP3, no charge.
Maybe we could make that our, you know, well, we don't want to take that away from you, but, you know, you're definitely someone we want on our organization, for sure, and we would represent that song as well on air, if we could have your permission to do so, just a little bit.
You have my permission.
Okay, that'd be great, when we come on the air, to have a little bit of that rap music. That's contagious, if anything, and we should really have that as number one today in our country. It would really be very symbolic of what's going on. So, Al, I just want to say to you, you really are somebody who supports everything that Oren does, and with what we're hearing, what do you feel that you could contribute with Oren with what he is doing in some way? Because, you know, we're doing that. It's a back and forth communication here by representing his cause. So go ahead, Al.
Got to take a real quick break here, Frida. We'll get back into that. We'll be right back, you guys.